There's a big pane in your window. And all your wires turn to roll. It's gonna hang you all. Dangle you all. Why don't you quit acting like a dope? All you ever do is blabber and smoke. It don't matter where you or you got your start. Which side of your head or you wear your heart? Clean up the air and treat the animals fair. I can't help but think you treat love like a joke. Time's running out. It all you ever do is blabber and smoke, blabber and smoke, blabber and smoke, blabber and smoke.
That's the fabulous Captain Beefheart from his Spotlight Kid album, Blabber and Smoke. People are always puzzled by Beefheart. He made a difficult album, Troutmass Replica, that there's eternal arguments about it. I think if you stop and listen, it makes sense. It's just blues. And everything else around it is just pretty straightforward. There's no... nothing. His poetry might be a little abstract, like his painting, but the music's right there. I saw him four times, and he's always fantastic. Saw a very legendary, disastrous gig, but with Ry Cooder on guitar, you don't complain too much. At least I didn't. I thought it was fantastic. John Mayall from his concept album, Bare Wires, you heard No Reply. Fleetwood Mac from their blues jam at Chess, Ooh Baby. Steve Tellis, that's new to me. Just came in the mail a couple weeks ago. The album's called Where Many Rivers Meet. And you heard Stew Ball. And I'm happy to, when people send me stuff and it's good, that's not always the case. Sometimes I have to quietly park it away and just to not discuss it anymore. I don't like telling people their records stink, but people send me some pretty stinky ones, or just ones that they put a lot of effort into it, but there's nothing really to grab onto. Maybe you have to see them or something, know them or something, I don't know. But anyway, I try to give everybody a fair shake on the show, and it helps if there's a $20 bill inside your CD or album. That'll get you a spin. 504. Just about an hour left. Uncle Duke will be in at 6, unless there's some other change. 2 weeks ago, he had a sub of somebody making their first appearance on KGLT, but I think it'll be Duke in this week. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Coming this summer, in July and August, I'm going to be doubling up. I'm going to be doing a Michael Kurtz show, so I'll be on Mondays. A Monday, and that same week I'll be on Friday. That'll be interesting. I haven't done an intense run of shows for a long time, and it means I'll just get to play a lot more music. I'll talk about more about that when it gets close. Right now it's a Fun Drive on Your Mind, and KDLT on your radio. And oh yes, a little tribute to Ian North, who passed away this last week.
Okay, let's eat.
That one goes out to Jack Rabbit, the Damn, live version of Pretty Bacon, which seemed to follow perfectly after the Specials' Racist Friend. And it's one of those things that you got to drag out every once in a while and play, because it doesn't seem like it goes away, does it? Well, and that's from, what, 30 years ago? Start off with Milk and Cookies, the late Ian North, with what's his name? The bass player from Roxy Music. Their one and only album. You heard Dee Dee, You're Stuck on a Star. Juke, sort of a Sparks spinoff. They put out a couple singles and an EP, I think. You heard Bish Bash Bosh. Great glam rock stuff. That was an exciting time, that Bowie, Sparks, Slade, Mott the Hoople, T-Rex. Lots of good singles happening then. Great time. A little later in that decade, I think it was from 1978, the Stiff's Live Tour, you heard Nick Lowe and the Last Chicken in the Shop doing Let's Eat. And if you ever get a chance to watch that documentary of the Stiff's Tour, spend an hour or so. It's just hilarious. Plus, great music. But they're also drunk. You can't understand any of them, especially Reckless Eric. Must have been a fun time. I've met a few of those people, and they're fun people. And then we had the Specials from the album, Specials, a.k.a. and Damned. 521, I want to play some more stuff, so I cut the Damned off. You didn't get their version of Wild Thing. sorry about that. Next time. Some things to tell you. Important things to tell you.
Spring's almost here, and the 2021 KGLT Fun Drive is just around the corner. Sunday, April 11th through Saturday, April 17th. We're ready with new t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and other KGLT gear. Businesses have donated hundreds of incentive items, and we put together some great music packages filled with hot vinyl and cool CDs. It's the 7-day KGLT Spring Fun Drive, April 11th through the 17th. There's more information online at kglt.net.
I'm DJ Rando, here to let you know that me and my crack staff have finally worked out the bugs in radio show version 0.2.4.1 and introduced a whole new colony of critters, ne'er-do-wells, and miscreants in the free upgrade to radio show version 0.2.4.2 beta. Tune in Sunday fortnightly from 3 to 6 p.m. and see if I've turned up anything new in crate digs around the area in a segment I call DJ Rando, Citizen Rugger Paleontologist. And remember, you're still never more than 333 hours away from a new episode of Radio Show Version 0.2.4.2 Beta on KGLT.
Just had one of those moments where I realized I didn't have a record queued up. I had it out, but it was on the other side, away from that turntable. It doesn't do you any good that way. Yes, there's something there I need to tell you. While I'm here, that's right. Okay. This 5 o'clock hour is underwritten by KSM TV and Montana's Public Television Channel 9. Tonight on Montana PBS, it's Washington Week. Firing line at 7:30. 8 o'clock, great performances at the Met. 9 o'clock, live from the Lincoln Center, and 10 o'clock, BBC News. Yeah, that's good enough. I hope you, 2 weeks ago, you got to watch the Murder of the K, It's What's Happening, Baby, music special. Just crazy stuff. It's really fun to watch. And somewhere in my collection, I have the companion book for that. But I don't know where. I have boxes of books stashed away. That's all I want to do. There's a discussion about the singer-songwriter Judy Sill in the last couple of days, and I saw a live performance of her from UCLA, an amateur film, and it was really good. And there's a lot of talk about her having a big revival, maybe even, biography pick and all that stuff. I don't know. She made some interesting music, and I didn't catch on at the time. I'm a latecomer to her music, but I've found it interesting, and it fits in a certain scene because she's another one of the Asylum artists on the label Asylum, and lived a short and tragic life like often the case. But her music stands the test of time. And this is from a collection of rarities they assembled from some expanded issues and stuff. Nice things. This is a song I saw performed live, and this is a live performance of it.
For my second last song, I'd like to sing this song called "The Lamb Ran Away with the Crown." And on the end, it has a round. I can't sing you all the parts at one time, but I'll sing them separately. And if you try to imagine that they're all going at one time, maybe you'll get the effect. The lamb ran away with the crown. But once I heard a serpent remark, if you try to evoke the spark, you can fly. Got ready, but the lamb ran away with the crown. So I drew my sword and got ready, but the lamb ran away with the crown. But I weep, though the beast within is a liar, he made me glow. Turn to see its reflection, and the lamb ran away with the crown. But I turned to see its reflection, and the lamb ran away with the crown. Ooh, 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 ooh. Once a demon lived in my brow, I screamed and wailed.
On foreign sands for you. And once I was a hunter, and I brought home fresh meat for you. Once I was a lover, and I searched behind your eyes for you. And soon there'll be another to tell you I was just alive. Sometimes I wonder just for a while, will you ever remember me? Forgotten all of our rubbish dreams now, I find myself searching through the ashes of our room for the day.
Little Jim is gone away out on the back street, out of the window to the falling rain, right on time, right on time. That's why I broke an arrow with his finger down the road so dark and narrow. Just before the Sunday six bells chime, six bells chime. It all the doctor barking, way out on the damp and studded highway where you wander. And you roam from your retreat and view. Every scrapbook stuck with glue, and I'll stand beside you. Child. To never, never, never wonder why. No, 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 no.
to never, never wonder why, though. To never, never, never wonder why. It's gotta be. It has to be. Way across the country with a hillside mountain glad. The dynamo of your smile caressed the barefoot virgin child to wander. Past your window with the lantern lit. You held it in the doorway and you kissed against the pointed idle breeze. I said your time was open, go well on your merry way. Past the brazen footlets of the silent seas, eh? You breathe in, you breathe out, 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 you breathe in, you breathe out. And your head on your high flying cloud, wrapped up in your magic stride as ecstasy surrounds you. This time it's found you. You turn around, you turn around, you turn around, you turn around, and I'm beside you, beside you. Oh, darling, to never, never wonder why at all. No, 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 no. To never, never, never wonder why at all. To never, never, never wonder why. It's gotta be. It has to be. And I'll be beside you. To never, never wonder why at all. I'm beside you, beside you, beside you, beside you. Oh, 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 child.
Strange days indeed.
find some of the great songwriters of our time. Judy Sill did The Lamb Ran Away with the Crown. Tim Buckley from a live collection called Once I Was, doing the title track. Van Morrison from Astral Weeks, an older song, one that predates Astral Weeks, Beside You. And I just watched a Burt Burns documentary, and Van Morrison recorded it Beside You for Bang Records, Burt Burns' label. And Van shows up in the documentary, and he's actually forgiving to Burt Burns. But it's a really compelling story, and it's floating around on all the streaming platforms. So check it out, the Burt Burns story, please. It's a little bit of history of rock. And finishing up with John Lennon from Milk and Honey. It's 5:42. I'm about out of here. I will be back in 2 weeks. That won't be the fun drive quite yet, will it? No. Let me leave you with one thing that I think is important.
Bozeman Film Society's virtual cinema series continues in March with two moving documentaries, Stray and Super Frenchie. Stray follows a trio of canine outcasts roaming the streets of Istanbul. Heart-racing and inspirational, Super Frenchie offers an intimate look at the life of professional skier and base jumper Matthias Giraud. Tickets available online at bozemanfilmsociety.org. Keep your social distance and
keep them flickering.
Just when I thought I'd heard everything, I bumped into this and tracked it down. It's a Missing Flute with Max song. It should have been on the Bear Trees album. I guess it's on the Expanded CDs they put out since, but at the time it was buried on a big box set called The Chain, which was a lot of money to spend for one song. Though I looked it up and it's not worth much anymore, amazingly enough. Great Danny Kirwan song. I'm going to leave you with this. Your Uncle Duke will be up shortly. What?
It wasn't your day yesterday, but it's an old day now.
Sleep now, my little baby. creeping through.